A grassroots giving circle called Crofton Cares is building momentum and making a difference with its simple model of collective generosity. Founded in 2024 by Barb Allender, Caroline Guinness, and Andrea Rowley, the group invites Crofton residents to meet twice a year, with each member donating $50 per meeting. Members nominate local causes, hear short presentations, then vote on where the funds go. The idea was sparked when Allender saw a Facebook post about 100-plus Laker Women, a giving group based in Lake Cowichan and organized by Roni Lee Roach. That group follows the 100 Women Who Care model, a grassroots movement where 100 people each donate $100, pooling their funds to make a single, high-impact gift to a local cause. The concept has spread across North America through the 100 Who Care Alliance, with each chapter adapting the format to suit their community. Allender contacted Roach to find out more information. Roni Lee kindly explained how they changed the 100-plus group concept to fit their needs and why, said Allender. Inspired, she connected with Guinness and Rowley to adapt the idea for Crofton. We decided two meetings a year and donating $50 at each would be a great starting point. Unlike many giving circles, Crofton Cares is not restricted to women. One big difference is we include both women and men in our group. Men care too, said Allender. We have several couples in our group and we have a big range of ages. We share because we care and the group dynamics are upbeat and positive. The energy in the room is full of happiness and excitement. The group does not issue tax receipts or maintain a bank account. All donations are collected via cash or e-transfer and given away that same evening. There is no treasurer, just a jar for loonies and toonies to help cover meeting costs at the Crofton Seniors Center. At the group's first meeting in May 2024, 18 members raised $900 for a local family in need. By October, membership had grown to 27. That round, $1,000 went to Crofton Embers, a Girl Guides program, with the remaining $350 awarded to Crofton Elementary School PAC. By April 2025, the group had 64 members. The three groups that presented to the Crofton Cares meeting on April 23 were Chimanus, Crofton Dry Grad Committee, Cowichan Valley Youth Services, and Foster Critters Feral Cat Rescue. Cowichan Valley Youth Services, CVYS, earned the most votes that evening and received the $3,200 contribution. In an April 28 post on Facebook, CVYS offered thanks to Crofton Cares. Your generous donation helps us continue providing free mental health support, youth mentorship, and life skills programs to young people in the Cowichan Valley, the post read. Your kindness reminds us that when a community comes together, amazing things happen. Thank you for believing in the potential of youth, and for being part of the support system that lifts them up. What a wonderful feeling, said Allender. We are so grateful to have such a supportive Crofton community. The group's next goal is to reach 100 members. This would allow for a $5,000 donation at each meeting. Meetings are approximately 1 hour, with up to three presenters each time. While recipients must be based in Crofton or nearby, members can suggest a wide range of causes from school groups and food banks to beautification projects or families in need. Crofton Cares meets in April and October each year. Those interested in joining can email croftoncares@shaw.ca or call or text 250-710-2684. Together, we can benefit our beautiful town of Crofton, said Allender. You can make a difference where it truly matters.